Alright, so I'm just gonna go ahead and open this up, because I don't really know how else to open it up, because we don't want to save the Halo Wars. Halo Wars!
Halo Wars! Halo Wars!
Song anymore, so go ahead, Huerta.
Granted, now it turned out that way. We're back to the point of the reason we talk this way.
Can I just interrupt for a second? Huerta uses the English language
much like, differently in real life.
Like Jackson Pollock uses paint. He takes fancy words and comments and phrases and just throws them against the wall like a monkey throwing his feces.
And just kind of drags his finger.
Now that I don't understand that reference.
Whereas it was contrary to my original thought planning processes, we're going to go ahead and open the podcast. Go
what
ahead, where's
the fuck? Did I just miss? And why the fuck am I getting the smart-ass comments already?
Anyway, proceed.
Go ahead, Bert, so I can get another beer.
Anyways, the way we talk is the reason...
Make
because,
my turn up!
Well, we are gaming. We talk like a bunch of jackasses. We say what we want, how we want, and we talk pretty much about everything from girlfriends, blah, 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 all this bullshit that doesn't really all matter till you know, we get down
to the point.
Girlfriends don't matter, they do to some extent, but let's face it, they're all just a piece of ass for a while anyway.
I mean, that's all you guys are to me, really. Just
I feel like this is the best time, if any, to just say that if you take anything we say seriously, you are retarded. And if you actually are retarded, then
we're not going to apologize. No apologies.
Patty's not a real person.
I bought a 28-cent piece of paper from a deaf guy today. No apologies.
We'll talk about that later.
That was yesterday, first and foremost.
Well, let's talk about
it. Alright, so basically what we're just trying to say is that we just talk about whatever the fuck's on our minds.
And since it amuses us...
It's going to be random and crazy, but from here on out, we're going to try and have an outline and be a little more organized, as some of our listeners say that we're not that organized.
That is a queer pants.
That's the summation of his comments.
Still working on the citizenship and whatnot.
Also, if any of you are confused on how to get to said podcast, go to talongamingpants.podbean.com.
You know what?
That's so funny.
TalonGamingPants, you got it wrong! You got your own podcast wrong.
TalonGamingPants.podcast.beanpod.com.
How about you just
podcom?
Second thought, you're not gonna get to the fucking podcast.
If you can't find it at this point, you're just fucked. Yes, I mean
virtually. And if you want to listen to this, text us.
Yeah,
very simple.
Not that I'm giving out my number. Fuck that shit. I don't need any more hate mail. Just like, did you really rape that girl?
That was not okay. That was not okay.
Okay.
That was not okay.
Where'd you get your
My
email?
Code name is Kobe. All right, go ahead.
My email address is greasemonkey0007 at AOL.com.
Appropriate.
Because I know I laughed.
Appropriate because he's brown. Mine is deranged sapien, DERRANGED sapien, @gmail.com.
Andrew's is gfunk36 @AOL.com, for the record.
Why would you give them the email that I made in the fourth grade?
Because you were gone. Why are you on top of me?
I made that same email, my email, when we were that age, too. Get over it.
But your name isn't G-Funk36.
G-Funk.
You know what? Everybody needs a background. Explain the G-Funk36.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Where's it? This is the worst story ever.
Explain it. Get over it.
Hold on. I gotta get my seat after plugging in my laptop. All right. Basically, what the fuck? G-Funk 36.
No, fuck.
WTF, but you can see it.
WTF. We're looking at the fucking lines for the audio recording.
He says things loud.
Very. Very, very. Barry White.
See, just watching the line.
Back to the point.
That's my laugh right
36.
There.
Okay, G-Funk 36. It started off in like the fourth grade with me and my buddy Kyan, and we were just goofing around one winter.
Kyan Pepper?
No, Kyan Hobbs, actually. He couldn't pronounce cinnamon.
Yeah, until he got mad, and when he did it, he said
it. Yeah, it was just like...
Like, no problem.
Cinnamon. We're like, what can't you pronounce, Kyan? And he's like, I can't fucking pronounce cinnamon! What? Oh, god damn it! Cinnamon! Damn it! Okay, so me and Kyan were hanging out, and he's just like, G-Funk Everett, and that's... That's where it came from, and my football number was 36.
That's your story?
Yes, I told you it was the worst.
That was just a sinking pile.
I told you that it was a cool story, bro.
You just gave me, like,
the sad part about this story is that I've never, ever once heard it. I'm just kind of into it, and whatever.
I've got into stuff about you, Hench.
I've just been the best friend for, I don't know, how long? 12 years now, almost?
Speaking of, breakfast with Huerta's parents this morning was interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I had to work, so Patty and Huerta drove down there to fucking...
Colorado Springs. South Colorado Springs from motherfucking Greeley. I want to point out to you that's at least a 4-hour fucking drive. Not to mention the
Bless
two
you.
Times we got lost.
All Think right. Why'd you get lost, Huerta? Jesus!
Sorry.
Why'd you get lost, Huerta?
Because Patty's friend that he had to visit while we were in Colorado.
Don't say mean things, because she's gonna listen. Love you, Jen. You're great.
Jen, you're a fucking whore.
No, that's not how bad.
Back to the point.
Bad Andrew.
She told us.
We'll edit that out later.
She told us South Academy Boulevard. So we ended up in Pueblo because there was no South Academy.
And we pulled over and asked this guy for directions. And he's just like, K?
No, he did not say K. He actually pulled out a map and gave us directions to that.
He's like, I'm pouring cement.
He just had a map on him?
Yeah, he was pouring cement. It was him and his buddy.
He just pulled it out. He's like, oh, well, if you take a ride on 72nd and head out to
I keep this in my back pocket.
Virtually, that's what happened. Not gonna
virtually?
Yeah, virtually.
Virtually.
You got a problem with the word virtually?
Well, virtually makes no sense to this.
What's wrong with
that? Don't look at me.
You know, he says virtually as in, like, figuratively or something like that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was questioning.
He says it all the time.
So, I felt
English. Where's just, like, an English professor that went to fucking
Dr.
Westwood College?
I want to point this out. I had 186 unexcused absences my senior year.
There's only
I had four classes.
At my school, there was
four
only 180
classes.
Days.
That's all there is. There's 188 days.
How do you have 186 absences?
Because each class counts as an absence.
Oh,
fuck
you.
I had 186.
Let's just say,
I had four classes. I had a half a day every day.
By the
I went
way,
to school at 7.
I wish that you guys could see this because Huerta is like staring and making hand motions
at
the camera.
At the computer.
The camera.
You guys need to understand how serious I am right now.
He's like an Italian talking to you at a restaurant, poking your chest, and then rubbing up against you
with
his sweaty
a container of salt in his hand, less.
All right, Huerta.
Go ahead.
Why do you have a container of salt in your hand?
Go ahead and explain
that. It's because this beer tastes like ass. I don't know if you all have heard of it, but it's Keystone Light.
We talked about this in the last podcast. It's a crisp Keystone Light.
It is not
crisp.
Crisp
and refreshing.
It is bitter as shit. And if any of you ever drank like I've drank in my life, terrible English, shut the fuck up, Andrew, then you know that beer tastes better with salt when it's bitter.
Somebody
that's as simple
boy.
As it gets. That's kind of pink.
Yeah.
There's a problem.
That's probably me.
Who's been backwashing in the fucking vodka?
I'm not going to say any names, but I'm the one drinking right out of the bottle.
His name might be Talon Pants. Oh, yeah, we didn't introduce ourselves.
Yeah, we did.
No, not today.
Oh, we got to do it every time?
Yeah, because what if there's new listeners?
But when they start at the beginning?
No.
If it's a week.
Fucking start at the beginning, assholes!
Yeah.
Just
we don't
follow
like,
them all.
We don't like new listeners. You can just fuck off. We only want like three. We want them to be our moms and our good friends.
At least two creepy old men in their basements with popsicles.
Jacking off.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
So now that we have zero listeners, Andrew, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Andrew, a.k.a. Longmaster Wolf on Xbox.
I am currently Huerta.
Currently.
Apparently.
Until he marries some guy.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's gonna turn into, like, Johnson. Johnson?
Now that
like, Robbie I'm pretty rock hard.
Now that we're back to the point of me being Huerta, they call me Huerta. My name is fucking Robbie.
Hey, right. Fucking Robbie.
Well, fuck, just go ahead and give me a social.
Hey, it's Robert motherfucking Huerta. Get the fuck over
here. Oh, yeah? You want to hear my social? Too bad.
I'm like that guy in the commercial. It's like, oh, give a fuck. I'll show you my social.
Yeah,
I got LifeLock.
He's the CEO of LifeLock. I'm sure that he's got pretty fucking high LifeLock insurance. I don't know what to call it.
A lot of people don't understand what
right
we do
now,
here.
Patty is struggling to swallow the shot that he just took because...
No, I didn't even get the shot in my mouth.
Oh, you didn't get the shot in your mouth yet?
Hey, seriously, hold on.
Give me the backwash bottle. I want it.
Hold on.
Alcohol kills off all germs.
It does. So true. It's like the...
That's science right there.
It's like the antiseptic of nature, except that you have to brew it to make it... So technically it's not of nature. Shut up.
Nature's moonshine.
What the... Okay, go... Talk about Colorado Springs.
Wait, y'all skipped me. I want an introduction.
Yeah, I want an introduction as well.
I'm not important enough to be introduced.
Yeah, because yours was like, well, sometimes I'm working.
And other times I'm fanny banded.
Other times I don't give a fuck. Well, hello, Mr. Fuck. Can I call you what I want to give you?
You know what I got to say? Suck a nigga dick or something.
Indeed.
If you haven't noticed, it's worth his trademark.
There's
he
that.
Likes to suck a nigga dick
He has a thing for nigga dick. Anyway, my name is, of course, Patty Cakes, or Patrick, or Exocivious X, or Talon Pants, if you're a douchebag. So,
and if you're wondering, this podcast is not about
my
Patty
pants.
Or his pants that are made of talon.
We just thought it was. Catchy, I guess.
Well, we couldn't think of anything else to name it. If you have better suggestions, go ahead and
let
us know.
We'll change the fucking name. We don't give a damn.
If yours is like Rainbow Pony Express Fest,
we'll like...
name it that, and we'll get a bunch of six-year-old listeners, and then we'll bone them.
We'll give them the address to my white van full of candy.
Now that we're back to the subject of gay people.
Clearly that's where we were.
Well, you know, gay people, pedophilia, it's just like apples and apples
I just
and oranges
love
and pears.
I just appreciate a good parade now and
in
again.
All honesty, I don't know where I was going with that. But
back okay, after this fucking 8-minute segue.
Tirade of
fail beans. They're made by Bush's. Bush's baked fail beans.
I thought you meant the beer.
Bush.
The official beans of NASCAR.
You thought I meant Bush.
Bush.
Oh, yeah, let's
if
go camping and enjoy a crisp.
What kind of beer we're drinking right now, Bush is a good comparison. In all honesty, Bush sucks big balls. I am gonna get a lot.
That's actually a political statement from Huerta. He did not enjoy the Bush presidency. He's very angry.
He's very right wing, actually.
And that's why it's funny. All right, Huerta, go ahead and talk about Colorado Springs. Why'd you guys go down there?
We went down to Colorado Springs because our good buddy Patty, that we've never met up till 3 days ago, wanted to go to Colorado Springs. Why? I don't know.
I had to
visit
my sister and my friend Jen. They're great. Love you guys. Mwah.
Now that we're back to the point of him dedicating absolutely nothing to them.
Because they won't listen
to Patty, are you going to dedicate it to James and Chris that way?
I'd like to dedicate this beat.
No, I thought you were going to be like, this is to James and Christopher Williams.
Love you guys. You and your fried chicken and big lips. Oh, speak.
And the seedless watermelon.
Speaking of,
you will not understand that reference, but that's all right.
You have anything to say to James?
Yeah, do you have anything to say to James?
Anything directed in his direction?
Hey James, I got a question.
And no, that was not word to fapping. What was that word?
Quote unquote.
That was James's nigger lips clapping together because he was talking to me.
Another disclaimer, we don't hate niggers.
just to give you guys a quick
just
background.
Stay out of our towns.
We don't like your kind. Just to give you guys a quick A quick, yeah, we're all starting to feel it now.
This is, tipsy.
Yeah, apparently it, every time we're going to do the podcast, we're going to be fucking hammered.
It's required, or it'd just be like, well, how are you today, Andrew? I'm just smashing. How about
smashing, how about yourself, Tra? And then you're like, why are you talking to like a fucking retarded Sean Connery? And be like, yeah, Schmish Money Penny.
That was fucking good.
With his glass of tea in his hand that he just did. Literally. Seriously.
Yeah, because y'all can see his hand gestures and shit.
Okay, yeah, I don't hate black people.
I mean, I kind of
if you
do.
Take anything on this podcast seriously...
You're a retard, and you
and
fucking
we already died. Said that. I was going to say, you're stupid. And
to reiterate...
You should stop listening if you are offended.
And go play WoW or something. Jeez, fat.
Yeah, like where to...
I'd like to point
like
out...
Like Mexicans.
I'd like to point out real fast that I am not racist either. My name is Huerta.
He's just brown. So he's yeah. wild. He's
in
just
that
brown.
Sense, so yes. But I hate everybody. Is that
my,
that's simple.
My best friend slash godbrother is Mexican, so I can make fun of minorities. All of them, right?
I mean, my stepbrother's like half Irish,
I mean,
so I can say nigger, right? That's all that works.
I mean, black people are only like 3/5 of a Mexican.
I heard there was a compromise about that.
Now that we're back to minorities, gay
clearly,
people
let's talk about Colorado Springs and Pueblo.
All right,
so what happened when you guys got down there after the 4.5 drive?
Can we talk about the tuna can?
Not yet. Go.
Okay. Well, there was this lady that answered the door. We went to go visit some people that Patty knew. And this lady, an older lady, she looked at me and just thought I was a gang member and a half and that I was going to stab her.
What's half a gang member?
His bandana was torn and frayed.
She seriously thought I was going to stab her for no reason. And mind you, I might be an intimidating person, but I want to point out, I'm 5'6". Just because I'm tatted up does not mean I'm a fucking gangster.
Like a small brown inky turtle.
And by tatted up, he has fucking flames on his shoulders and R7H?
RH7, bitch!
No, the 7's in the middle!
Yeah, but that's just for the cool effect.
That means nothing, like ordering and
that's
stuff.
That's so much cooler since it's in the middle!
All I'm gonna say is it looks damn good. They're fucking talking bullshit for no fucking reason. Patrick, why is it that you decided to come down to Colorado and visit me and Andrew?
Well, now that you ask, I'm clearly regretting my decision by the moment, but... I was just like, hey, I get a vacation from work and stuff. And if y'all are listening to this from work, please don't fire me. Please, just don't. I like my job, and I work hard and stuff. Alright, but anyway, now I just figured this would just be a fucking bromance of a time. So, flew on out, and y'all are trying to make me spend money every 5 minutes on shit, so...
Alright, this brings us to Patty's Jewishness, which is a serious problem.
It's substantial.
I think that we have to send him to a camp where he can concentrate on that.
I really just need to concentrate on my Jewishness and get it resolved.
He's actually not Jewish at all.
Not even a little. But I do have a big nose, so I mean, that's like in the ballpark.
Yeah, but so
right?
do I, and I'm pretty much 100% German.
Huh? Yeah, there you go.
Well, back to the point of the matter.
No, Lerta, stop acting like a pretentious douchebag. Back to the point of matter, hand.
Do we need to take a 5-minute break for a beating?
Y'all are going to beat up the Mexican. You're
yeah,
two scrawny
yeah, we're gonna
white
take,
kids.
We're going to take a
two
break for the beating.
Two scrawny white kids. I know where the knives are.
I weigh 180 pounds. I'm not scrawny.
We're going to take a quick break for the beating. Now that we're back after beating the fuck out of Huerta.
Yeah.
You guys fucking
got your ass beat.
Stupid white boys.
All right, before we went on that fucking tangent and had to pause for a moment, we were talking about how Patty's June doesn't want to pay for anything. For instance, today we were walking around through Safeway, and I was like, oh, hey, we're going to get some bratwurst, and we're going to cook them up. And he's like, well, why do you want me to pay any money for the bratwurst? Why do you keep asking me for money, Andrew?
Because every day they're like, yeah, well, obviously you're going to pay for this. And I'm like, and we need gas money. I'm like, really? I'm fucking on vacation. You guys
we?
Are just... Alright, okay, clearly you don't have a car. Shut up. So
I drove you
were...
for 4 hours
okay.
to Colorado Springs.
And the $20 for that was understandable, but I had to give you $10 just to get to fucking Andrew's house.
Why? Because I drove from Colorado Springs back to my house, which is halfway between Colorado Springs and Greeley. But
if anybody who's not from Colorado is listening to this, I'm sorry.
Invest in a map, cunt.
I was going to say go to Google Maps because it's free. I mean, if you want to go and buy a fucking roads atlas or whatever the fuck. Because
you're
it's
from
called.
The fucking 1800s and shit.
Don't touch my cookies.
Who are you, fucking Marco Polo? Or seriously, are you fucking him? Marco Polo?
I hear he had a cool beard. Anyway, as we were saying.
Didn't he sail the seas in 1492?
I'm pretty sure that was Christopher Columbus.
Is it really 1492? I never learned that song.
Really? It's Sailed the Ocean Blue I think it was like
1692. It's not 16 because the colonies were already established.
Anyway, as we were saying, to counter their little claims that I'm just the fucking cheapo penny pinching Jew fag, on this trip we took to Colorado Springs, where it was all boo-hoo, I gotta drive for 4 hours and whatever, fuck you, huerta. I took everybody out to dinner, and it was 8 fucking people at Chili's, and I dropped $120 bills, y'all, okay? So fuck you guys, I'm not cheap.
They were all singles, they were $120 bills.
I go to the strip club a lot, I don't know what to tell you.
And by go-to, he means work. He works at the manhole down the street.
Well, you know. They let me put on my really fancy beret and just do my little dance.
Is it a raspberry beret?
Now that we're back to the point, Patty wanted to leave tuna as a tip for the lesbian waiter.
Waitress.
Whatever.
She's a lesbian. That guy was such a lesbian.
He totally liked to fuck girls.
Him and his fetish.
She was clearly butch, so she was a man.
I'm not saying she was super butch, but she could, like, beat me in arm wrestling, most definitely, is all I'm saying.
Which a third-year-old? A third grader could totally do.
Well, as long as he was just fucking ripping it out on the playground.
As long as he's mentally challenged, because retards have, like, 10 times the human strength.
And chimps, you know. Thanks, Daniel Tosh. You're welcome, Daniel Tosh. Love you a long time. Oh my god, we should post this on his fucking page.
Did Daniel Tosh just talk to Daniel Tosh? Because I said, thank you, Daniel Tosh. And you said, you're welcome, Daniel Tosh.
Well, in my own defense, I've drunk a lot of vodka. Yeah, I mean.
Yes, we took this joke to 6 people. I'm just saying.
Wow, alright, we gotta leave his material alone now.
He's gonna come at us.
He's
with
gonna sue us. Be like, next web redemption, I'm gonna fucking stab you guys. But anyway.
Speaking of, I love Tosh.0.
He's a great human being.
Tosh.0?
Toshy for prez, y'all. I'm outie.
Okay. I'm already 5,000.
Anyway, a lot of you may be sitting there still pondering, why the fuck did he have a can of tuna in his pocket? Which is a good question.
You didn't state that you had a can of tuna.
Well, I know, but how else would I leave it for a tip?
Two and a half days.
2.5 days it was in my pocket because I got out here.
A day and a half. Because... He didn't get it on the first night he was here.
No,
I'm sorry, Mr. Specification Station. Anyway, I was like my second night here, and I was like, I'm fucking craving some tuna. So we rolled up to the gas station
by gas station, I mean Bordello for the whores and their tuna legs.
Yeah, whatever that means. And what?
Tuna crotch.
Tuna crotch, yes.
Crotch.
Nicole Kozowski, woohoo! Represent.
Nicole what?
Anyway, Ex-Girlfriends Unite.
Yeah, you totally just gave her names. If you want to look her up,
if you want to look her up and fucking put her on 4chan and just egg her house and rape her, just do whatever. That's my ex, by the way. I'm not bitter. It's cool.
I don't think we should be telling people to rape other people. It's a little bit illegal.
Talon Pants Gaming Cast.
Is not responsible for the rape of any young girls.
And does not endorse said rape.
Only in this particular scenario. Anyway, so yeah, bought the tuna. The little waitress? Little cashier girl was all wanting my junk and stuff because I'm eccentric and have an accent from Virginia. You know, it's hot.
It's like a British accent, except
I'm
inbred.
Like Sean Connery, but not. So
yeah, because you were never in a Bond film.
Well,
and because you pick it.
But
hair.
I did escape the Rock. I carried that tuna around for 2 days apparently just foreshadowing such an event of evil lesbian waitress momentum.
She was evil? Or was she a nice waitress?
Actually, she was fucking dope as shit. She brought me like 8 glasses of pink lemonade, and I'm like, hi, I'm manly. I drink pink lemonade. So, anyway.
My balls are in my ex-girlfriend's purse. If you want to go grab them.
So when you rape her, just go ahead and grab them. It's next to her rape whistle. Anyway, let's proceed with more important matters. Andrew, you had something to say?
No.
Oh. Well, I guess we'll just fucking call it a night then.
Hold on. Fucking god damn it, Patty. Oh, god damn it. Alright. Trying to put on the rape faces.
Roar.
Patty and Blair's rape face make noises.
Similar to a tiger face. I'm a bad kitty.
Kitty wants spanking.
Meow.
Meows.
Wait, what is it? Kitty wants some candy. Dude from the who's that? Beyond the Pale? What's his name? Oh my god, yeah.
Kim Gaffigan.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
Anyway.
All right. So we're gonna shift direction from Kitty Brown to. Seeing as we're all drunk, and none of us are high, but, you know, give or take, same diff, so on, niggers won't be niggers.
Tomatoes, tomatoes, and...
Potatoes and fagados.
Black people everywhere roasted, while we're on the subject.
And roasted red peppers. All right.
Yeah. Patty, go ahead and talk about your fucking work story.
Oh my god, the Mickey D's with the...
Yes, all right. The Mickey D's.
Well, when I was still a young whippersnapper working at the McDonald's, you know, on my premiere...
Was that back in the 50s? When you were just like, well, Jimmy Bob, would you like a burger?
And then they gave me the little piece of paper.
And then they were like, hey, Mr. Paraguay... Patrick!
Thank you for that! Now everybody knows the information. My social is 555.
You're like that one of those taxis that I see in movies. Can I have a burger? And you're like, no, you're black, we don't serve you yet. Civil rights bill has been passed.
I was like Nostradamus, I knew what was coming. Anyway.
You're like a porn star, it's gonna... It's coming.
It's coming.
Face.
Just get ready for the money shot.
I come on command, bitches.
Okay. We're talking female porn star, not male. I come on command. Sweet. That'll help with the fucking 2 ladies that you're going to bang in your lifetime.
I've already banged more than that for the record.
It's like
I got 3.
Where did you just hit and turn off the fan?
Plug the fan back in. I'm already sweating balls.
Turn off the fan?
Because it's a power strip, and that's how things work.
Anyway, this is still running. So, anyway, this was back when I was in my weed-smoking career, and business was booming. And my coworker Brian Pothead McGillicuddy was like, fucking, hey, try this stuff called Super Kush. And I was like, cool, I mean, I got a break coming up.
And then he's just like, this shit right here, nigga. And you're like, Cat Williams, where'd you come from?
And he's like, I pop into Mickey D's every once in a while. Anyway, so I go on break. I smoke, you know, I don't know, like fucking 2 or 3 grams of the shit. I come back into work totally fine. But about 5 minutes in, I fucking, like, tunnel vision and lose my shit, like, the strongest high ever. And just my fucking luck, that's when our manager calls the cops on my coworker, and they have, like, a confrontation right in front of me while I'm trying to make a sandwich, and the cop is standing there all... And it's not just a regular cop, it's like a fucking movie cop looking all Terminator and shit. So I pretty much shit my pants on the spot.
Did he morph into liquid?
He stabbed his knife arm through her skull, and he's just like, bitch, I'm escorting you off the premises.
And he's like, Vaz Duncana, and you're like, why do you have an Arnold voice?
You're like,
Arnold?
Dolph Lundgren?
And he's like, I must break you. And you're like, this movie changed from Terminator to Rocky, and I'm so confused.
I don't understand. Is this a montage? Anyway.
It's a montage.
So that's pretty much how that went. And then driving home... freaking my shit out for, you know, 25 miles thinking I was gonna die. And that's my story of why you shouldn't smoke weed at school. I mean, work. Stay at school! Alright, go ahead, Andrew.
Don't leave. I think it's supposed to be my story now.
Oh, go ahead.
Of,
me one night getting so drunk that I really don't remember, besides the stupid comments I said to my best friend, which were, does she shave? And if you weren't here right now, I'd be fucking her.
And is it rape if she's dead?
What?
Really?
That's another question that Werther was asked. He's like,
I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, I know. Werther's a necrophile.
Necrophiliac.
Now that we're back to my story once again.
Now that we're back to the Werther's of her.
My name, oh, what's his name? The diabetes.
Oh, God. Wolf. I'm Wilford Brimley.
And I'm diabetes.
Diabetes. My leg is about to fall off from diabetes. Wait, I'm gonna go ride my horse.
Isn't that the gout?
The gout. This isn't the fucking 1930s where it's like, why can't Grandpa walk anymore, Charles? And he's like, well, Billy, Grandpa's got the gout and he can't seem to move very much.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I feel I just got interrupted by gout.
You know, you're just walking down the street trying to tell a story and fucking gout just rolls up on your shit.
Gout's a real dick, and then he's just like, guys, I don't mean to. I don't have a good social filter. And you're like, gout, silly goose.
Anyways, me and my buddy Isaac, or Ike Pacheco,
don't give his last name.
Alright, we're gonna get sued
by Ike Pacheco.
Thank you for reiterating.
You mean Daniel Tosh, because you referenced him like 20 times?
Well, he's cool as shit. Cat Williams might be like, fuck you niggas. That was real time. Alright, go ahead.
We were drunk as fuck. Sitting on Casey's lawn because we were trying to piss and could not function to do such a thing.
So you were too drunk to piss? That seems... as a contradiction.
Yeah, when I'm drunk, I'm just all about pissing.
Anyways, the point
of the matter is,
we were drunk. He walked out and sat down next to me. We could not stand up because we were too drunk. He looks at me and says, Robbie, I'm a zombie. And literally bit me on the fucking arm like a fucking asshole.
Well,
zombie, no less.
I suppose he wasn't a zombie, as you are still with us today.
I actually read somewhere.
I don't know. I have the bite marks.
Mexicans are immune.
It could be growing.
Does that mean that Ving Rhames is Mexican?
Ving Rhames is black.
Yeah, but he survived Dawn of the Dead. Didn't
yeah,
he?
But that's because he's Marcellus Wallace, bitch.
He has no soul because that's what
right,
was in the suitcase.
Right, because the Band-Aid. That's how you cover a wound like that.
When you get your soul extracted, they give you a classic Band-Aid.
Good old Neosporin.
It's whatnot. Actually funny because it wasn't his skin color tone, so it was just like he's wearing a white man's Band-Aid, so he's being oppressed.
Yeah.
Like he should be.
He's rebellious.
Really? That fucking nigger.
Like, whoa!
I think that would be an appropriate time for the makers of Talon Pants Gaming Cast to inform you.
That watermelon is great!
Seedless watermelon! Fucking Obama!
2012!
Clinton! Woo! Alright, go ahead.
Conspiracy series! Go to Zeitgeist.com! Learn the truth! Bush took down the towers! Do you guys believe in that?
David Duchovny?
What?
He was on X-Files.
The truth is out there.
Yeah. I want to believe. Anyway, you were saying.
So you guys, the two witches of the Northwest and the East Coast.
The Northwest? She was very indecisive. I don't want to be on a fucking phone.
How are we Northwest? We're in the middle of the fucking country.
What?
The middle of the fucking country.
That bitch didn't own a rosary. She's just like, bitch, I'm just a witch. I don't want any specifics.
Wait, a rose or a rosary? A rose is like what's on a map. A rosary is what you sail the Hail Mary to.
It's not a compass rosary?
I believe it's a compass rose. A rosary is what you hold in your hand, you're like, our Father who art in heaven.
Thank you, you are not the only one raised Catholic there.
Actually, come to think of it, we could have just called this the former Catholic podcast, because all of us were raised Catholic. I'm not really a follower anymore, Patty.
No, I'm pretty much... agnostic / don't give a fuck.
I mean, we're all cut, so it's cool.
I mean, yeah. We got that foreskin thing handled.
I'm about as atheist as it gets. So, suck my dick and get over it, bitch.
All Werther believes in is that black people are everywhere.
Which is kind of like, you know, Sixth Sense stuff, but worse, because it's real. And Bruce Willis.
And
is
because
a bad actor.
Instead of just haunting you, they take your wallet.
It was the empty one.
Okay.
It was the empty one.
No, seriously, do you believe in any of the conspiracy theories about 9/11?
Not really.
Patty? No. Neither do I. My dad is a fucking huge one. Every time there's a big like news story, like he's like, the BP oil leak was caused by the government so that they could increase oil prices and increase government regulation. I'm like, Dad, you live in Canada. It's a socialist country. And he's like, yeah, but the United States is controlled by a shadow government that's located in DIA. Check it out. Go to the websites.
And
find the truth.
It's a whole conspiracy so Leif Erikson can come back and pillage our shores. Anyway,
Leif
moving
Erikson.
On. Leif Erikson.
Jesus.
Fucking Viking reference on the GameCast. It was done. I'm all done.
Alright. Huerta, do you believe in any of the conspiracy theories?
No, I do not, but I absolutely love talking to your father about it. Not gonna lie.
He's like, Del Taco is a lie.
Del Taco's run by the Jews. That's why it doesn't taste like real Mexican food.
So...
So it tastes like matzo balls.
The truth of the matter here, while we're talking
or
about
Del
Taco,
balls.
Taco Bell, and all the other taco places that are so-called Mexican food, no Mexican eats that shit because it makes
you shit.
Where's
I took you to Taco Bell 3 days ago?
And I've been shitting.
And you ate three tacos supreme.
Yeah, you know what happened? I've had diarrhea for the last 6 hours.
Good.
Wait. So you're telling me that the tacos you ate 3 days ago...
they just reasoned...
That was yesterday! Yesterday!
I don't know, good with time and stuff.
It's like time is like a fleeting thing, in that we're all dust in the wind.
Boom.
Like, for a matter of fact, we're at 35 minutes right now. Who would have guessed that?
I thought our cap time was 30. Should we cut it?
I thought that our cap time was shut the fuck up, Patty, 30 megabits.
Okay.
Megabytes.
I'm going to go in my Internets. Corner and just kind of touch myself now.
Yeah, slowly
and
but surely.
And there's black people everywhere.
So I hear. And you should suck a nigga dick with them.
All right. We're going to go ahead and switch gears and talk about the first night that Patty was here, besides what you've heard.
Which is already ridiculous.
Pat, where's it? Go ahead and... tell the listeners about picking Patty up and bringing him up here.
So, I don't really remember the first thing I ever said to the person, but I remember the second. I said, I want to see you and Andrew box. Why? How funny would it be to see two people that get along so well on Xbox Live just box for the hell of it because they know they annoy each other?
And, for the record, I would get my fucking ass kicked by Patty. I'm a lover.
I like to fuck.
I like to fuck, not fight. That's basically what I'm trying to say.
I mean, I'll bite now and again, but that's about it.
In the words of
Daniel... Whoa. Biting is my thing, alright? Let's get that understood.
Okay, let's go ahead and just say that... that Huerta likes to be bitten a lot, so any ladies out there that want to just bite the shit out of Huerta's penis?
His address is 555...
Fuck Flower Street.
Fuckaspick.com.
What? It is actually Flower Street.
I know, that's why
you... All right, we're going too far giving out my address.
All right, Patty, talk about meaning where the first time.
Okay, so the real version of what happened with no Mexican, subterfuge involved...
Subterfuge?
I was picked up from the airport after fucking being lost for an hour and not being able to find the door. Shut up, don't fucking judge me. And yeah, less than 5 minutes towards Andrew's house, which is what would you say, about an hour away? Good hour?
It's about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, depending on if you're Mexican.
So about 5 minutes on this trip, that should only take an hour, we hit a fucking stop where we have to wait for a train crossing. I shit you not, when we get there, the train is moving, and then it stops in the middle of the fucking thing. Meanwhile, it's eventually give up and turn around, go to a liquor store, get directions, come back, stay there at the fucking train. It comes forward some more, stops, and goes back.
Now, this is when they start to text me and my girlfriend Kirsten, basically saying, we're stuck at a train and so on. And I text them, like, all right, we'll just wait it out. And, like, we got booze and stuff. And then I go, hey, Patty, can you pick up some Mountain Dew for Chase? Is it the exact words that I texted him.
All right, I don't know about you Colorado folk or anyone that drinks more than me, but thanks for knocking my glasses off. but that term to me, I could read it off my phone a million times, it still sounds the same, Apparently, it was intended to mean I was supposed to pick up some Mountain Dew as chasers for alcohol. And in my mind, I'm just going, fuck Chase. That guy doesn't need any goddamn Mountain Dew. He can suck a nigga dick or something.
Why does Chase want so much Mountain Dew? Was he like the mountain drink bowl?
So we actually get here, me and Hart to come in. And I'm like, sorry, dude, but we really didn't get any of that Mountain Dew. So your roommate Chase is going to be fucking pissed off. Edger just starts fucking confused ass rambling about who the fuck is Chase. You can handle that from there, because I've given up. No?
It was simply amazing to see somebody so ignorant about something I believed they would know about.
Tell me, Drunk.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And me and Werta had a good giggle. Werta, what would you think if I texted you that?
Honestly, once I read it off of Patrick's phone... Phone.
Patrick Bone! Tim Smash!
Whoa. Leave Tim out of this. He's not here to smash yet, alright?
He'll be here. It'll happen.
Talk about Tim coming in after climbing some trees.
Oh, God.
Tim is one of my roommates, and he enjoys climbing trees, Patty.
So, this crazy motherfucker's out climbing some trees and shit, and comes back all sweaty and stuff, and he's just like, hey guys, what's going on? And he just starts yelling for no reason about... do you even remember what the fuck he was talking about?
Probably commercials, because he hates it.
Probably commercials, because they're meant to brainwash you. But anyway, so we're like, wow, Tim, you are angry. And he's just like, Tim, smash! And he just runs out of the door, and we don't see him again for the rest of the day.
Well, and then earlier, midway through climbing trees, not to say that he just climbed a tree and then came back over. He climbed a tree, climbed down.
It's like intermission.
And yeah, exactly. Came over, and then walked in, and we were all three playing Halo Wars, just to give you a sense of what's going on. Patty's playing Halo Wars in the living room. I'm playing Halo Wars in my room, which is way down the hall, and we're just playing Halo Wars in the breakfast nook.
Which is where we are right now.
Yeah, actually, I'm just going to rename it the podcast room. Tim walks in, and apparently he just walked pissed off, grabbed a knife, and then just left.
Just left. I was fucking about to shit my pants. He grabbed the biggest, sharpest knife out of the drawer and just left. And that was the last I saw.
One, oh my god, I didn't hear about this. What the fuck? Why was I left out?
I told Andrew. He came back. Because I didn't want to say it out loud. I was like, if he comes back and hears me, I don't want him to come after me. He smashes. But
that ass.
Smash that ass.
Jesus. Okay. I guess we'll move on to what I'm going to call a recurring segment. We're going to put it in all of our podcasts. And this is just where the segment comes from. And then next week we'll start a new and give, like, current gamer profiles. Actually, we'll do one this week. So, basically, while we play Halo Wars or any other game, we like to just kind of take a break either at the beginning or the middle of the game when, like, we know that
us looking in the control.
Yeah, when we know that if we look at the dashboard, we're not going to get fucked. And we look at the gamer profiles and mottos of the people that we're facing and pretty much just laugh our fucking
balls off. To see what fucking idiots they are. And it'll impress you.
Yeah, pretty much... One of the first ones was, it was a guy's profile.
And it shows under his name. It's like Steven or something.
Yeah, it was like Steven from Austin, Texas.
And his bio starts was just like, call me Erica. And
then he's like, who doesn't like playing games with a little girl and pretending to be one? I love just dressing up in my little dresses, so just call me Erica. To which we fucking were like, what the fuck? And that pretty much started us looking at all the profiles.
And it just started harvesting them to make one giant fucking fail bean sandwich profile.
Which is Patty's current profile.
No, not anymore. I changed it for the podcast.
Oh, well, yeah. If you add us, you'll get a free little advertisement of our podcast. Because I know you're all pretty excited because you're already listening.
You're pretty fucking stoked, right?
And then there was the one guy who's like, yeah, this is Jimmy. I'm pretty cool and stuff.
He's like, my friends are Tony, Billy, Rodney, Steven. Just sometimes I like to hang out, play basketball. I'll go swimming. Yeah, I have a pool.
I like to have parties where everybody comes.
What?
I just mean...
Yes, yes, we all come at his party.
For the record, I just gathered around like, all right... Well, you can do it on command, apparently, so...
C-O-M-E...
on command, bitches!
C-O-M-E-S, not C-U-M-S.
You gotta make the distinction with our maturity level.
What about the guy from Antarctica, Patty?
Oh my god, then there was, of course, our very... What was this? He's very... Oh, what's the word? He just... He's apparently a big money-spending... Just
he's a
player. He's a Rockefeller because he wants everyone to know that he lives...
Did you just fall down?
He's a robber baron?
Rockefeller! Rockefeller!
He's from the fucking 1800s. He owns a fucking steel
His
mill.
His name's Al Capone.
Oh, Al Caponer.
Al Chlamydia?
Alakazam.
Is that what took Capone down?
Alakazamidia Kazam.
Wow, Shaq. Anyway.
Shazam.
But.
Yeah. I am Kazam.
So, with no further interruptions. This guy wanted us to be very aware of the fact that he lives in Antarctica, and he's a scientist or some shit, and he was like, yeah, I live in Antarctica, I have satellite internet, it's pretty expensive, in case we were just doubting him and thinking he was just
yeah,
a thrifty little fuck.
I can imagine him sitting there, and if we were talking to him, he'd be like, yeah, like, I totally study seals and stuff, so it's cool, guys. Like,
I have, like, a pet penguin. It's, I mean,
like,
it's just chill.
Me and my bros just like to drink beer and hang out with the polar bears, because we're pretty cool, and I have a jet ski. It doesn't work here, but I still have it, because I have lots of money. Did I mention that I have satellite internet?
I have lots of friends. Maybe you've met my brother. He has a pool.
Yeah, my other brother likes to go by Erica. So... Now that we've prefaced this segment, let's go ahead and read off one of the recent bios from somebody that we played. His name is UKS Bullet Point. He has a fuck ton of gamer score, 48,460. He's from Hitchin, England. His name is George. I'm only asking that people play fair. It's a bit stupid to not expect me to kill you if you killed me. As soon as I mirror what other players do, I get booted, get sent several poorly spelled messages filled with bizarre pseudo-acronyms. Oh my gods. Low-grade abuse and every word under 5 letters long and are avoided. Which makes a whole lot of sense if you're British, and if you are British and listening to this, fuck off, we don't care. Take that Revolutionary War dick and put it in your mouth.
And what was it, like 8 to 17 billion or something? You just rape that ass.
Whoa, I don't...
Now that we're back to the point of Jews...
Oh my god.
Let's reference Hitler and his...
Speaking of bios...
Oh,
we
god,
met a guy
okay.
with an awesome KD ratio...
Would you like
was
to take
that on Undead Assassins?
It might have been.
All right. We'll just go ahead and fucking say it.
Give him credit.
Whatever.
Where we think it's due.
I'm pretty sure that it was this guy, Undead Assassin, that we were playing with. But he said, and I quote, or rather Patty quotes.
He said, I'm really good at, what was it, Modern Warfare 2. I have a fucking crazy kill-death ratio like Hitler. 6 million to 1. Boom. The end.
And to anybody out there who's, like, ranking and rating fucking games in your bio and motto, fuck off. Nobody cares. We don't care that you found Modern Warfare to be an 8 while World at War and Modern Warfare 2 were 10s.
Oh my god, fuck that kid.
So if did you just describe yourself as a question, Andrew? Because that's what you pretty much thought.
Awkward silence.
Where's the...
commences.
I'm saying it's totally cool for you to think that. Yes, I see that, Pat. It's totally cool for you to think that. I don't give a fuck. But I don't want you putting that in your bio. That's stupid.
No one else cares.
If we wanted your fucking opinion, we'd go to Metacritic where you'd have a fucking...
Go to fucking GameSpot or IGN
yeah.
or some shit.
You'd have some kind of column on those websites, Giant Bomb or whatever... And you'd be able to fucking be rating games there.
I don't
there.
Like Duke Nukem 2.
Duke Nukem 2?
I haven't played since Nintendo 64. I don't know what games are out.
I've come here to kick ass.
Question now that
gum.
We're on bios.
Pong is still cool, right? I mean, I brought my Atari.
I totally still play Pong. Without a question in my mind.
Because you're poor.
Just to give you an idea how poor Huerta is. If you look at his Xbox... It's half an Xbox Arcade and half in Xbox 360 Halo 3 edition.
And
because his Halo 3 edition broke, the cooling system fucked up, which I offered to fix for him, but he still hasn't been willing to let me do it. So he took the faceplate and the hard drive and put it on a 360 arcade, and that's what he's playing with right now.
All I'm going to say is it doesn't look like it's ghetto. It looks kind of cool. And he's just harassing me for no good reason because he wanted the Halo Edition Xbox.
This is true. I was willing to buy it off of Huerta.
You're one of those guys that wanted the helmet too, aren't you?
Oh, God.
There was that one thing that came with the helmet. Yes. Was that the ODST?
No, every Halo game comes with a helmet.
No, it was Halo 3. ODST didn't come with that.
ODST didn't come with that.
No, we'd be like actual helmet came with Halo 3.
It didn't fit.
No, it didn't. It was like this.
No, it was
oh, God. It was I cannot describe it. Like, no, you can't say that on the podcast.
You can't show your hands. I was about this.
Go ahead. Okay, if you're listening, you don't have little girl hands like Huerta. By the way, he does. Like, if I took a five-year-old girl's hands and put them up to Huerta's, they would fit exact, and it'd be like a fucking
they
puzzle
with
skip solved.
Through the posies together.
Yeah, posies?
Posies.
Posies.
Parker Posey. She's hot.
Who's no, Parker Posey?
She's an actress.
Who?
You ever seen The Sweetest Thing?
Sweetest Thing.
She was the wife that started to get, or she was the bride that started to get hives.
Never seen that movie ever.
Anyway.
And hives in a woman is not attractive. I'm just going to say that out right
here. Wait, people don't like cold sores?
Oh,
now?
But hives in a man, that's totally
that's
fuckable.
But just DTF, son. What's about, what, Seth Sohn dressing?
Yes, that's on
super dress. Bad reference.
Speaking of movies, I saw Inception Day. Holy fucking shit. That movie was amazing.
I'd like to point out he saw this movie while he was supposed to be hanging out with us. And he's like, yeah, guys, just come over when y'all wake up in the morning and we show up. He's like, yeah, I'm at a movie. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, I texted
in his hot fucking house.
I texted them at 8 o'clock in the fucking morning. Patty responded, then didn't respond until 11:30.
My phone died.
The movie started at 12:35. I called them at about 11, and I was like, hey, well, no, fucking they didn't answer. So I wasn't able to say, hey, you want to go to a movie? Instead, they didn't fucking answer, so I went with Kirsten.
Dead.
And then we got there, and about 10 minutes into the movie, Patty texted me, hey, where are you, faggot? I can't get your Xbox work.
That's exactly how I talk.
Yeah, he talks like he's a bit of a dur.
I don't know. I need help.
In any event, the movie was fucking great. I recommend everybody fucking seeing it.
Who out there wants a monkey?
What?
A monkey? What?
I think that Huerta's fucking salted beer is getting to him. Huerta, why the fuck do you salt beer?
Honestly, because
I think we brought this up before.
Our beer is so nasty tasting that it's bitter as fuck. And last I checked, salt takes the bitterness out of beer. Just say. But seriously though, who the fuck wants a monkey besides me?
No, nobody wants a fucking monkey. All right, so
yeah,
looks
we're
like
getting out of control.
Yeah, it looks like we're fucking starting to ramble off in the sunset, hitting the old dusty trail. So we're going to go ahead and end it on a song.
On a happy note.
Yeah, another one of our little hey woes songs. But this one specifically centers on Talon,
me,
which is Patty's fucking former gamer tag, Talon Hawk. Stop picking at your hair. and let's go ahead and do it. Talon Pants, Talon Pants, who wants some Talon Pants? Talon Pants!
But seriously though, suck a nigga dick or something.
Bloom.